Hey kids, today's story is about a curious little inventor named Sparky Flarkbottom. We'd like to invite you to draw a picture of this episode and we'll put it up on our Instagram feed. To submit your pictures, just send them to bkfkstorytime@gmail.com. Okay, time to introduce the 9 amazing performers on this episode.
Hello, I'm Mary Jane and I'm 12 this year. I like cats and dogs. I'm from Singapore.
Hello, my name is Zoe. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I like reading, spending time with family and friends, and doing gymnastics.
Hello, my name is Sammy, and I'm 8 years old this year, and I like cats and dogs, and I'm from Singapore.
My name's Reka. I'm 7 years old, and I like drawing, and I come from Singapore.
My name is Kara. I'm 5 years old, and I like rainbows and kittens, and that's all.
Hi, I am Heather Mika, and I'm 6 years old. I'm from London, and I like drawing.
My name is Nia. I live in California, and I like reading. I'm 8 years old.
My name is Ellie. I'm 6 years old, and I'm from America, and I really like playing soccer.
My name is Stacey. I'm 27. I'm from Singapore. I like dogs.
Such talented performers. Remember, listeners, if you'd like to perform with us, just go to buykidsforkids.co and click on audition.
Sparky Flarkbottom and the Snorebuster 3000. Once upon a time, in the enchanting land of Majumajura, where magical creatures of all shapes and sizes lived, Granny Gigglesnort, the really old and crotchety witch, had fallen into a deep sleep after accidentally drinking too much of her own concoction, the Snooze-a-Lot Sleeping Potion. Granny's cottage resonated with the thunderous snoring of the ancient witch. Her magic spells, designed to protect her from unwanted disturbances, prevented anyone from entering her house to wake her up. The commotion spread throughout Majumajura as creatures from all corners gathered to discuss the problem. Wizzlethorpe the wizard, Grumblegut the ogre, Silvarus the elf, Snickerfang and Jinx the goblins, Troller the troll, Snotbeard the giant, Lexa Lightdancer the pixie, and all the others were perplexed. Unsure of how to awaken Granny from her magical sleep. Just as confusion settled in, a burst of energy and the clinking sound of gears echoed through the air. Sparky Flarkbottom, the inventor, appeared. She was a little gnome who loved making things go whiz and whir. She was only 3 feet tall, and she was a big ball of energy and fun. What made her extra special was the tinkering she did with her clothes. Her clothes were covered in tiny gears and cogs like a living machine. She had wing-like creations on her back that could spin around and fly. Her shoes had springs in them so she could bounce around like a playful bunny. Sparky wore big goggles on her nose. She had bright blue eyes that lit up with mischief, and her ears had cute earrings shaped like tiny wrenches that swung back and forth. She had this little toolbox attached to her belt full of tiny tools and gadgets.
Hello, hello, magical friend.
Sparky chirped, her blue eyes sparkling with curiosity.
What's the ruckus all about?
The gathered creatures explained Granny's predicament, and Sparky couldn't help but let out a giggle.
Don't worry, my friends. Sparky Flarkbottom is here to save the day. Together, we will make an ingenious invention. called the Snorbuster 3000. The machine will make a giant hand knock on her door. Firstly, I will need to know what skills you can each provide.
Snotbeard, the giant, had a special ability called the Mighty Boulder Shatter. He declared,
I will smash a boulder into the right shape.
The goblin duo, Snickerfang and Jinx, said,
we'll create illusions, making the rock look more like a real hand.
Grumblegut, the big ogre, said,
I will do the bellowing belly slap. If you shoot the rock at my belly, it will bounce back even faster towards Granny's door.
Silvarus the elf, known for her colourful and ever-changing hair, declared,
I'll enchant the Snorbuster to change colours, creating a mesmerizing rainbow parade as it approaches Granny's cottage. This will startle all the birds in the area, and they will add to the noise to wake up Granny.
Next, Lexa Lightdancer the pixie exclaimed,
great idea! I'll add a dash of dazzling colour that will wake every animal in the neighbourhood.
Wizzlethorpe the wizard, with his bright polka-dotted vest and smarty topper hat, chimed in, I can enchant the rock hand to knock exactly 3 times on her door. Netherix, the round furry creature with twinkling eyes and a talent for causing magical mayhem, offered,
I'll give our invention a shocking twist with small electric shocks. Little lightning bolts will shoot after the rock hand as it flies to the door.
With that, Sparky went to work, pulling out her toolbox filled with tiny tools and gadgets. She hammered and sawed and tinkered, and soon enough, she created a machine that could launch rocks into the sky. The Snorbuster 3000 was ready for action. Snotbeard picked up a rock and hurled it into the air. He did his mighty boulder shatter, and in seconds, a perfect rock lay before them. Snickerfang and Jinx waved their hands about, muttering some strange goblin magic. And now the rock looked like a hand. Wizzlethorpe cast his spell.
Rock-a-roller, knock-a-boulder!
Trolla picked up the rock hand and put it into the Snorbuster 3000. Sparky, standing on a giant spring, said,
All right, everyone! On the count of three, we launch the Snorbuster 3000 and wake up Granny Gigglesnort. All together now.
1, 2, 3!
She jumped on the spring. Nothing happened.
It seems to be stuck,
said Sparky.
Hold on a second,
said Trolla.
Leave this to me.
She turned to the machine and gave her nose a huge, slimy blow over all the levers and gears.
Try now,
she said. Sparky jumped again. The rock hand launched from the Snorbuster 3000 towards Grumblegut's tummy. As it hit him, Grumblegut did the bellowing belly slap, and the rock hurtled towards Granny's door. Silvarus made the rock change into rainbow colours, and Lexa Lightdancer turned a few somersaults, creating shimmering sparks in the air. All of the nearby creatures woke up at once and made a terrible noise. Netherix sent her little lightning bolts, which tore through the air. With a mighty crash, the Snorbuster 3000 slammed 3 times into Granny's door, creating 3 resounding knocks that echoed through the entire island of Majimajura. Inside, Granny Gigglesnort stirred from her slumber. She slowly opened her eyes, reached for her walking stick, and shuffled to the door. The door creaked open, revealing Granny's twinkling eyes and a wide, toothless grin.
Well, well, what do we have here? What's all the noise about?
We needed to wake you up, Granny, said Wizzlethorpe. Your snoring was keeping us all up.
My what? I beg your pardon? How rude! Listen here, young man. I do not snore.
And with that, she shuffled back inside and slammed the door. The creatures turned to each other in surprise and then burst out laughing. They patted each other on the back and set off for their homes, ready to get some well-earned sleep.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.